We are talking creepy kids.
Yeah. Did your kid go through a creepy phase on 131060 after an aunt looked after her 7-year-old niece and she was not only killing off her dolls, but also raising them from the dead and coming up with funeral plans for them, saying the devil was her friend?
Oh, my God. I don't like it. I wouldn't. You'd never babysit again.
No.
You wouldn't.
Instead of asking the parents.
Play with us.
Oh, gosh.
That's from The Shining.
Chantelle is in Glendale. Good morning.
Morning.
Is your kid going through a creepy phase, been through a creepy phase?
He was going through a creepy phase.
Okay, talk us through it.
So he was about 5 at the time, and he said there was somebody in our house named Tommy. We didn't know anybody named Tommy at the time. And my sister-in-law was pregnant, and he pointed to her belly and said he was in there.
What?
And then a few weeks later, she had a boy.
She didn't name it Tommy, did she?
No.
Okay.
Because my kids also talk about people that don't exist. I often ask them, how was their day at daycare? Who did you play with? And they go, poo. And we don't know anyone called
Pooh. Well, mate, maybe it's some creepy friend.
Yeah, maybe it's a ghost.
Maybe.
Pooey McPoo-Poo. Renee in Waratah, Renee, 131060, creepy kids, discuss.
My daughter, when her grandfather died about 10 years ago, she was about 4 years old. For about 2 weeks after he died, so 3 months onwards, she used to go to the front door, open up the front door, screen door. We'd say, what are you doing? She'd turn around and say, I'm your dad here. You come to have a cup of tea with me. And she'd go out in the lounge room, sit down and have a conversation with him for 10, 20 minutes, get up and let him back out the door for 2, 3 months after he died.
Oh,
wow.
Even just the opening the door part, like going to the effort of like, spirits can go through walls, I would have assumed. But no, he's using the front door politely.
At least she's being polite. Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a polite spirit and she's letting him out politely.
Yes. Jess is in Islington. Jess, talk to us about your creepy kid.
I have a demonic preschooler who is obsessed with all things paranormal. Mm-hmm. And we were going through a phase with her where she was asking a lot about old people and how people die. And she went to preschool, and one day one of her teachers pulled me aside when I picked her up and let me know about a little conversation they'd had that day where she was asking him about his grandparents, and he explained that his grandfather had died. And she was like, did he die in the woods? And he was like, yeah, that's exactly where he died. He died in the woods. And he was like, I don't know how she knows that.
Oh, my God. So that's actually where the grandfather passed away?
Yeah, he passed away in the woods.
Oh, and she didn't know.
I mean, that's very specific.
It's always grandparents coming back and haunting the poor grandkids, isn't it?
Oh, but it's not even her granddad.
That's true.
It's her teachers.
That is very weird.
A lot of mediums say that kids see ghosts more than adults. And
really?
You, like, close yourself off to ghosts.
Do you think
their eyes are more open?
They're open to it, yeah.
Mm.
The woods is so creepy.
Just saying, even the
Jess's
woods.
Daughter got kicked out of that class. Oh. I don't want to deal with her anymore.
Natalie Terralba on 131060, finish us off here. Creepy kids, do you have one?
I do have one. He's currently going through the phase at the moment. He woke up one night screaming, so I ran into his bedroom, and he was terrified, shaking, you know, that fear that, you know, you go through when you're that age. Mm. And he said to me, Mum, there's a girl over there in my closet. And I'm like, okay. So a few minutes passed and he said to me, Mum, he told me to burn it down.
Oh, gosh.
And then and I get, like, tingles when a spirit comes through, things like that. So I immediately told it to go away. A few weeks before this, there was fire brigade down at the nursing home that's getting redeveloped. There was 2 fire brigades. And we seemed to think it was the spirit that was around there coming to our house and telling my son to burn the nursing home down.
What?
I mean.
Yeah.
Did they find the cause of the fire?
No. So the alarms kept going off and twice the fire brigade was down there, but there was no fire.
Where was your son at the time?
probably at daycare.
I mean, probably isn't the best alibi.
It's not going to hold him in court of law, is it?
That's so freaky. Where do they get this stuff from?
Man.
I'm sorry we brought it up.
Come and play with us.
Alf likes his nuts. Come on.